And hello to you! It's Friday again, which means it's bonus episode day. How was your week? I've had a great week. I went out last weekend to celebrate a colleague's birthday, caught up with some other friends on Wednesday. Last night, my wife went out with one of her mates, and I stopped in and watched a film. So I've been getting the best of both worlds, of the extrovert and the introvert world. I get asked quite often how to tell the difference between introversion and social anxiety, because too much social interaction can really tire out an introvert, so you might avoid socialising, which someone with anxiety would do too. And if you combine that with the personas that we put on, the mask wearing that we all do, especially introverts, life can feel quite hard. If you feel that you have to put on a persona for work colleagues, please know you're not alone. It's really common. Sales reps are great at that. They're a different person for every single client. They know exactly what each client needs from them, and they put on a different mask each time they get into their car and drive to the next one. But it's tiring for them, though. And so when they get some time to just be themselves, they want to unmask and just be alone. But sometimes we can go too far with that, though, and it can be too far removed from our authentic self, our true self, and make life way harder than it needs to be. Sometimes we need to bring a little more of our true self into those work situations so that we're not working quite so hard at life. Of course, one of the other reasons for wanting alone time can be because of social anxiety. Now, it's normal to have some fear of judgment from other people. We're tribal animals, so it's instinctive to have a problem with rejection. But if someone perceives any level of criticism as a threat, they can easily take it too far and become socially anxious. And getting to know yourself so that you can spot the difference between being introverted and being socially anxious can be started by asking yourself this question. How do I feel when I get some time to myself? Is it mostly re-energised or mostly relieved? Because if it's energised and rejuvenated, then that's introversion and is quite normal for 50% of the population. But if you're only relieved and not energised, then that could be holding you back. Now, there could be two reasons for this. Like the sales rep who wears a mask all the time, if you're doing that with even close friends, even your partner, then that's problematic and something needs to change. So, think about this. If you feel that you can only be yourself when you're alone, ask yourself what would happen if everyone saw the real you, your true self. Because if you genuinely think that nobody around you would accept you just for being you, then either those people need to change or you do. If the people around you aren't a good match for the real you, sadly, you might need new friends. You might even need a new partner. More likely, though, is that rather than think that they aren't a good match for you, you might think that you aren't a good match for anybody. If you think that you're broken and unlovable, please know that avoiding other people won't make things feel better. So you need to start learning how to accept your true self as worthy. And that can be hard work, but you don't always need a therapist to guide you through it or to hold you accountable when you haven't done your homework. You can maybe be your own therapist, but you need to act like one. Be non-judgmental, be fair to yourself, and set yourself some goals and activities to stretch your comfort zone. And the key to this is little and often. If you've got anxiety about being seen, being noticed, which stops you speaking up in meetings or lectures or something, you can't just belly flop yourself into everybody's awareness. You need to take little steps into the water so you can get used to it. So, Go do that if you need to. There's more about this on my Patreon page if you want more. I spoke about it at Christmas. And of course, there are hundreds more episodes for you to plough your way through, and for only £6 as well. What a bargain. Anyway, gotta go. Enjoy your week, everybody. Take care.